Hello and welcome to another episode of ESA Talks. Today we're gonna talk about one news I cannot access, but it says premium in Sweden, but there was something they say that one Swedish general is saying if USA will not give aid to Ukraine, it will be defeated by Russia. And if Trump gonna be elected, there gonna be big problems for Ukraine and the rest of the world. That is not true. The Europa can give enough aid if they want to, but they need to start to produce more weapons and ammunition because they have a lot of stock in. But they are afraid that Russia will attack in the future. So clearly, they cannot give everything they have. If they give everything they had, there will be no problems. Is thankful to Finland that is giving now for 2 milliarder Swedish kronor. There was one news. They're giving 2 milliarder kronor to Ukraine aid. This is about, how can I say, $200 million worth of aid. So that is quite a lot for one small country with like 5 million people. So that is astonishment from Finland. My parents was from Finland, but was born in Sweden. So I could talk Finnish when I was young. I understand Finnish now only, and I speak Swedish and I can speak Norwegian. I have been there for 6 years in Norway, and of course I can speak Spanish and English. So I have learned things like that. Because I live in Dominican Republic, so I have learned some degree of Spanish. Not perfectly, but like 60%. Yeah. But back to the news. Ukraine can defeat Russia with help of Europa. Because they have the will power. And they have, thanks to the drones, they are actually with very low budget are doing good things in the defense. All countries, Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Poland, France, they should step up a little bit and help more to the Ukraine because they need it. Don't need to give the 155 shell. Give smaller cannons that is enough to go like 4 or 5 kilometers. That is better because if you have only 155 millimeters cannon, they are getting more expensive thanks to United States private factories. Because when the Ukraine war started, it cost $2,000 each. Now they cost $8,000 each. And that is quite bad from the United States. That is what they are doing in the United States. They are putting like 8 times the price they should be. Like the F-35 should be like $25 million in the price. It's not now. It's like 100 to 109 million dollars, and they are overpriced in United States. Everything is overpriced. United States should start buying weapons from Europa. It's more cheaper actually. Things is doing is very bad when the weapons are getting very expensive. And there are things like that. They should build one more factory in every country for making ammunition, small arms ammunition for assault rifles. They should make more assault rifles. They should make everything more now. Because Russia is making 10 times more than whole West doing. Like Europa, United States, Canada, Australia together. 10 times more ammunition, rockets, bombs, you name it. Tanks, everything they are making more. And they are only using the things that they are getting from North Korea in the Ukraine war now. And they are like 90% of the using now is from North Korea, and they're only giving them grains and some food for that. And they are saving for something big in the future. I have talked about this before. So this needs to be one wake-up call for all over the world. Please start making more ammunition, weapons, bombs, everything. Because they're going to be third world war. You know, see what's happening now in Israel and Iran. I will tell you, Israel will send some rockets or things to Iran. Because they cannot go and say, oh, you're shooting 300 things against me. And then they're going to be only be silent. No, they will do it. So it's only a waiting game until they will do it. So hope you like this episode podcast because there was no news today. No, nothing. Only the Trump thing that he is in the court now for hush money, blah, blah, blah. There was like 50 person, jury trial person, they say denied. So hopefully you like what I'm doing. Follow me, like and share. See ya.